As members of the Board of Directors of the Society for Animals in Distress, SAD, Elliot Lake worked to find a solution to the closure of their building at 33 Perini Road. They're also being forced to fight a battle against online social media misinformation. SAD President Donna Rashan said anyone who buys a $15 annual membership can see the organization's financial statements. She has personal knowledge of what's been in their books for the past 6 years. Rashan noted the SAD board is committed to full transparency on financials. So it came as a great disappointment when a posting turned up on social media over the weekend claiming the organization had once received $3 million and insinuated possible mishandling of finances. Rashan said a former SAD board member once won a lottery prize and later said part of the winnings would be donated to SAD. She said no such donation was ever made and the director has since resigned. It has been brought to the attention of the board of directors of SAD that a blatantly false rumor is being circulated in some social media outlets that a very large donation was purportedly made to SAD by an individual who won several million dollars in a lottery a few years ago, Rashan explained. That didn't stop someone from posting information to the contrary on social media. Rashan said any such claim is false. This information is absolutely wrong and is being spread either maliciously or through misinformed individuals who, for whatever reason, are trying to perpetuate a false belief that SAD has the financial wherewithal to replace its animal shelter and by innuendo, has somehow misappropriated monies donated to it, she said. Rashan said it's unfortunate that she and other SAD volunteers who are not paid for their time have been diverted from finding a proper home for the animal shelter by the unwanted distraction of false posts on the internet. The directors of the Society for Animals in Distress would like to thank the community for their continued support and concern for our future. We remain committed to full transparency and openness, and assure the residents of Elliott Lake who have long supported us that as new information comes available they will be kept informed, Rashan continued. Following an inspection of the SAD building, officials from the City of Elliott Lake Building Department posted a no-entry notice on the SAD building last week.